Sean McAllister has some friends who've jumped ship for Colorado, and he's kind of worked up about it.
Like hell I'm abandoning Texas. I'm a Texan, damn it. I don't want to move away to be more free. That's silly to me.
McAllister is the executive director of DFW Normal, the North Texas chapter of the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. We met at an Arlington pub he describes as friendly to the cause, and it's filled with smoke from cigarettes. That's because in Texas, possession of less than 2 ounces of marijuana can land you in jail for up to 6 months and set you back up to $2,000.
It's time for a change. We've never had a realistic basis for prohibiting the substance to begin with.
To understand how marijuana first became illegal in Texas, we have to go back a century to El Paso. At the time, you could buy cannabis over the counter, even order it by mail. But there was a growing fear that the drug turned people violent. Then came New Year's Day, 1913.
This guy who had been smoking marijuana all day goes on this rampage through the streets of Juarez, right across the border there. And he supposedly runs down the street with a knife, chases a couple of American tourists who had been visiting the Guadalupe mission there. He stabs some horses, kills a policeman.
That's Isaac Campos. He teaches at the University of Cincinnati and wrote Homegrown, Marijuana and the Origins of Mexico's War on Drugs. He says reports of the rampage reached the deputy sheriff in El Paso.
And he gets really, really kind of obsessed with the marijuana issue. And he goes on this campaign to get an ordinance passed in El Paso banning it.
Campos says the prejudice against marijuana was especially intense in Texas because the drug was associated with Mexicans. That's despite the fact that most Mexicans feared it. Drug reform advocates like Carl Hart, a neuroscientist at Columbia University, say those fears are at the root of drug policy today.
Our sort of regulation of marijuana is not based on pharmacology or science. It's based primarily on sort of social and cultural factors.
Hart will give the keynote speech at the drug policy conference this weekend and raise concerns about racial discrimination in our drug law enforcement.
For example, black people don't smoke marijuana any more than their white counterparts, but they are as much as 7 times more likely to be arrested for the drug. Those kinds of numbers I find abhorrent.
He argues it's time to focus on educating people about marijuana and decriminalizing its use. That, Hart says, will save thousands of people from having a criminal record. Right now in Texas, there are more than 24,000 nonviolent drug offenders incarcerated. Many more are on probation. Take the case of Evan Pritchard, who's visiting that bar in Arlington. He's 22 and says he was arrested in 2011 near Corpus Christi with 3 grams of cannabis. He only spent a few nights in jail, but says his arrest cost him his job and support for college.
Yeah, I mean, I was a straight-A student, you know, a lot of financial aid, you know, went out the window after I got arrested. And I just really hope that it's legalized so that we can stop putting nonviolent people in jail.
A recent public policy polling survey in Texas showed majority support for both medical and recreational use of marijuana, as well as for reducing penalties for recreational possession. And while the Texas Democratic Party now endorses marijuana decriminalization, Texas Republicans, like State Senator John Corona of Dallas, aren't budging.
Calls to liberalize our drug laws, in my particular instance, do in fact fall upon deaf ears. It's just not something that I'm willing to consider.
Corona's running for a 7th term this spring. So what's he say to those who believe legalization is just around the corner?
Pardon the pun, but those people are high. Drug policy in Texas and marijuana legalization is not going to happen in 2015. That hope for change is just wishful thinking.
On Friday, several hundred wishful thinkers will gather to talk drug policy at the Adolphus Hotel in Dallas. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.